This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Bradley Dirks, behavioral health specialist with K-State Research and Extension, joins us. And Brad, mental health has become a very prevalent area of discussion for farmers. How important is it for farmers and farm families to have discussions on evaluating mental health issues?
Absolutely important. We know that when we're running hard and we break down with our equipment and with our machines, it really puts a crimp in our ability to complete the task ahead. Same way with mental health. When we're not doing well, mental health, emotional perspective, it is very difficult to keep doing and complete the job that you need. And this is where preventative maintenance comes in. We spend a lot of time when the machines have downtime with preventative maintenance. We need to do this from a mental health perspective and keep up with that so that we don't break down when we need to be productive.
How hard a task is that, though, just to start that type of conversation?
Absolutely not easy. This is where it's, I believe, a position of strength to have both your machines and yourself in good working order when you try to complete what needs to be done in a time-limited fashion. And it's, so it's not easy, but it has to be done if we want to be effective. And just opening the door for people to have that conversation, asking questions, that's the way to start that conversation about how we're feeling, what are your moods, what are your emotions, what are your discouragements. Let's talk about it.
Is it just as simple as, I need someone to talk to about this?
That's the starting point. And it sounds simple, but it is difficult because there's many things that play into that decision to have a conversation. And one of those things is stigma. It's the location, the availability. It's having the time to have that conversation. But again, if we don't, and we break down emotionally and then ultimately physically, we don't have the opportunity to do the chores and do the things that we need to do with the land.
So if a farmer has an issue, what's the best way? Where do they start as far as who do they need to talk to and other resources that might be available?
Start with a friend, start with a significant other, start with a pastor, start with a local mental health center, online help. There's an Iowa warm line for producers and ag people within the context of Kansas and Iowa. These people understand. And it's a matter of opening the door. And there's many ways, many resources available that are there if you just reach out.
Brad, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Bradley Dirks, behavioral health specialist with K-State Research and Extension, who joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.